Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. If you are a new listener, we greet you in that name which is above every name, the name of Jesus. We pray you are blessed and encourage you to join us every day, Monday through Friday. We're heard on this station Monday through Friday at this same time. Praise God. Before I begin to share a message that the Lord has put on my heart, I'd like to just ask the Lord to refresh you as you begin this week of activity. Let us look to the Lord for His strength and His wisdom and open doors and His favor and blessing, as well as divine protection. Father, we thank You, Lord, that Your mercy is extended to Your people. Father, we thank You that if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, Lord, You will cover us with Your feathers, and under Your wings we will trust. We trust You, Lord, for protection. We trust You, Lord, for health. We trust You, Lord, provision on every level, financially, materially, circumstantially. Lord, I ask You to just touch those who are listening, touch my radio family, Lord, and let Your anointing be experienced throughout their entire being. Lord, not just in their spirit, but in their emotions, in their body, that they would be strengthened, that they would experience Your presence with them. And Father, that is our desire, Lord, that we would ever grow closer to You. We give You this time and ask, Holy Spirit, that You would have Your way, that You would anoint and encourage us as we walk along this pilgrim way. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm thinking, when I came to the Lord, it was in the 70s, and we used to sing at that point, just the old simple choruses were popular. And one of them that comes to mind is, I feel like traveling on. Oh, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair, and I feel like traveling on. There was another one, when the battle's over, we will wear a crown. When the battle's over, we will wear a crown. When the battle's over, we will wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Praise God. And so, beloved, indeed, we are on a journey that started with our first breath, and it will continue until we breathe our last, or until Jesus comes and we are changed, transformed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Oh, cannot you wait for that time? Hallelujah. Praise God. As we see prophecy being fulfilled and we look at the things that are coming upon the earth, we know the return of the Lord is soon. So what is God doing among His people? Well, beloved, He's wanting us to grow up, to be mature, and that same purpose that was on Jesus. Remember, He stood up in the synagogue. He began to quote Isaiah. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel of the poor." He came to bind up the brokenhearted and to render the prison doors open, the opening of the prison to them that are bound. And He's doing this that we could be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He alone could be glorified. Beloved, we're living in exciting times. And God's mighty power is active and moving in this hour to release those. I was thinking of another passage of that scripture. I don't have it before me, but to give those who mourn in Zion beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning. So many today have become burdened down with our circumstances. Tension, fear, stress, despair is dealing a death blow to many people. They've become embroiled in the affairs of life so deeply, they feel like they are in a whirlpool and can't get out. You may find yourself in that condition now, and you've been crying out to the Lord. You feel like you're about to be swallowed up by circumstances. Well, as we read the Psalms, we know that David expressed that very thing. And beloved, the Lord has come to set us free from stress, from fear, from unbelief. All the things that happen to us, we need to have such a trust and assurance that God is with us no matter what it looks like, no matter what we have to go through. God has a purpose in it. He's a loving Father. He does not willingly afflict the sons of men, but sometimes if we get off on a tangent, if we're headed down a wrong road, He will chasten us because there's no son or daughter that God has that He doesn't chasten. So, beloved, we have to come to God in faith and realize that every day of our lives, we should experience the mercies of God, the presence of God, the grace of God, the victories of God in a way that we haven't in days past. There's no such thing as just a stagnant position in God's kingdom. There's constantly a moving forward. As Paul said, likened this Christian walk to a race. He was running that good race, fighting the fight of faith that he might obtain an incorruptible crown. And we have that same path ahead of us that we are to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint, because the Lord's strength is there to those who wait upon Him. The Lord tells us in His Word that we are to be diligent in our work, in our business, in our dealings with others, and we're to be fervent in spirit in serving the Lord. Remember what Jesus said to the Laodicean church, "Because you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth." But there are many today in this busy, complicated, complex world that we live in. So many have become engrossed in their plans for success. Sometimes that even happens in ministry. They get so caught up that gradually, and it happens just gradually, having that deep, intimate, personal relationship with God has somewhat become of an afterthought in the course of their daily lives. And what happens as a result? Nothing seems to work out. Their joy is gone. Their peace of mind is shattered. Their heart is burdened down, and they feel isolated, deserted by friends, and feel like the fire of the Lord has gone out of their souls. Sometimes we can feel forsaken of the Lord. Beloved, we have to understand first and foremost God's nature and character. God is a jealous God. He describes Himself that way, and He expects us to be diligent in our daily affairs. He does expect that. But also, He expects us to also trust Him to deliver us from the pitfalls of temptation, of sin, the pitfalls of the flesh. And when we recognize it is His presence, His grace with us, His instruction, His wisdom, when we recognize the sovereignty of God in our lives, we will come into a new place of faith. When we allow Him to be the Lord of our lives, we can view the situations in our lives, the circumstances we go through, from a vantage point in direct relationship to Him. You know, the Word says we're already seated with Him in heavenly places. And so often, I'm speaking on the broadcast or in the letters, that we need to view our lives from a heavenly perspective. If we do, you see, sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees. We're right in the middle of stuff, all kinds of emotions swirling around us, including that of our own soul. Even David said, "Why art thou disquieted, O my soul? Why art thou troubled within me?" And he says, "Trust thou in God, who is the help and the health of my countenance and my God." Beloved, sometimes we don't know what's going on in our soul. Sometimes it's even hard to describe. You know, I just don't feel good. What's wrong? And we're not just talking physically, but spiritually and emotionally. But beloved, when we will acknowledge him, not just as Savior and Redeemer, but truly Lord, then we move into a position of faith that we will know that we'll know that we'll know. He is our strength. Beloved, he's your strength. He is your light. He's your hope, and he is your victory. Regardless of whether the days of your life are spent in commercial or business activities, hours taken up on the job, or even in the service of the Lord, we need to take inventory from time to time as to what is really motivating us in the things that we do. If we look around at the world we're living in, we see prices rising everywhere, living costs are higher than ever before, and to many multitudes of people, they're caught in a never-ending trap. They work and work, scheme and finagle, until they're on the verge of a nervous breakdown. But beloved, it is through God's power that they and we can have peace, help, strength, and courage. God never intended that we should be so burdened down. He said, "Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." And it's possible to work ourselves into a state of exhaustion and accomplish comparatively little in our personal lives as well as for God. But beloved, when we acknowledge the Lord as our sovereign Lord, that he has the right to direct every moment of our day. When the Holy Spirit moves in such a way in our lives, he will give us the right direction for our lives, and he will lead us into green pastures of peace, joy, and victory. Well, as I glance at the clock, I see that my time is drawing to a close, and I'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I do invite you to join me. It's such a privilege, and it's such a blessing to my heart to be able to share the goodness of the Lord and his word with you every day on this station. And if you've been blessed by the broadcast, or if you're in a hard place and you need prayer, beloved, prayer changes things. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. You can send an email, drop me a note, and I will personally pray for you and minister whatever God speaks to my heart. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you. God bless you, using partners, for your prayer support and your faithfulness. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,